are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. As always, I am your host, Jake Mastriani, and you can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Also, make sure to follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Brewers, and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast. And I was live on the Locker Room app on Monday night. I'll most likely be back on the Locker Room app this coming up next Tuesday. So make sure that you continue to join the Locker Room app, where I will be live watching the games together with you. A really fun experience, really fun watching the games together with some of you. So make sure that you continue to do that. Make sure that you download the Locker Room app so that you know when I go live, so that we can watch the games together. Just a really great idea, really great app, really fun time to be able to watch the games together with some of you. So really appreciate the support there. Appreciate you guys jumping in and doing that with me. Today we're going to get into the Brewers 3-2 loss to the Cubs. A really heartbreaking loss. We'll give you some of the takeaways. Really a lot to come out of this one. And then we'll preview game three of this series, where the Brewers can hopefully come away with another series win and bounce back from this disappointing loss. Before we get into all of that, I want to give you some news and updates here. The first one is, obviously, Vinny is not with me on the podcast tonight. Vinny is getting some extra beauty sleep, as he's going to be on camera tomorrow. He'll be doing the pre and post game show for a Brewers Live. So make sure that you check that out if you're able to watch the games. I know it's not on a lot of streaming services, but if you do have it, please make sure that you check out the pre and post game shows so that you can see our guy Vinny doing that, making his debut for the season. So really excited for Vinny, really proud of him. Can't wait to see how he does in that role. I know he's going to do great. So make sure that you check that out. Vinny, if you're listening, buddy, on your way to the ballpark, good luck. Hope that you have a great first game. So really proud of Vinny, really excited for him to make that debut. So again, make sure that you check that out, that you watch him on the pre and post game show. But a couple of news items on the Brewers. Lorenzo Cain left Tuesday's game with a left quad discomfort, something he really was battling all through spring training. So it looks like it popped up again as he was trying to beat out a grounder in the first inning of Tuesday's game. So a really unfortunate news there. The Brewers are already without, Colton Wong, Christian Yelich. Those were the three guys that I had penciled in to be the top of the order for the Brewers this year. So to be without all three of them, it's really, really going to hurt this offense, as we kind of saw on Tuesday. And I think we'll continue to see until those guys are back and fully healthy at the top of the lineup. So hopefully it's nothing major for Kane, but this is why they went out and got Jackie Bradley Jr. for situations, like this. I've talked about it a lot. I think, Kane's going to miss a lot of time this year for stuff like this. I mean, it's hard at that age, and it was his birthday today on Tuesday, to take off pretty much an entire season from baseball, and then to come back, you're going to have injuries, nagging injuries pop up like this throughout the season. So, again, that's where JBJ is going to have his most value. He's going to come in and fill in and do a great job defensively in center field. Just hope that he's able to hit a little bit. And he was one of three players that had a hit tonight for the Brewers. So, again, really that signing just is going to look better and better with the more of these nagging injuries that pop up in the outfield. So, again, unfortunate for Kane. Hopefully he is back, able to come back soon. And then the update on Yelich said that he's still improving, but obviously was out of the lineup on Tuesday, and I'm going to guess that he's not going to be in there for the day game on Wednesday as well. He'll likely be back in the lineup on Friday with the off day on Thursday. Might as well just give him that extra day of rest, make sure that he's back feeling good before you put him back in the lineup. But this lineup desperately needs him right now, and they need him healthy too. I mean, certainly don't want to rush him back and make the situation even worse, but this lineup needs Yelich in the middle of it to get things going. You can just see how lackluster the lineup looks on paper. without Yelich in there. And then obviously with nights like tonight, you're just going to see, you're going to see stuff like that happen where you're just not able to string those hits together without those big bats at the top of the order. So my hope is that he'll be back on Friday. I think that would be welcome news for the Brewers. Be a good shot in the arm there. If he's not back on Friday, I mean, I honestly think he could be heading for an IL stint. You might as well. You can backdate it. But I'm fingers crossed, thinking optimistically, hoping that he'll be back on Friday. And then the other interesting bit of information came out on Tuesday is that Craig Counsell said they're going to back Devin Williams out of high leverage situations for now in order to try to get him on track. That's highly concerning for me considering the way the bullpen has looked to start the year. I mean, you were counting on Devin Williams to be that shutdown guy in the seventh and eighth inning. It's hard for me to believe this means he won't pitch in any high leverage situations going forward. The way I'm kind of looking at it is that they're just going to have him more on a scheduled, you know, routine. You know, like me and Benny have talked about on previous podcasts, it's hard for him to get into a rhythm right now. He didn't pitch a ton in spring training, had a late start to spring training, and then just for whatever reason, because of the way the games have played out, they haven't really needed him a lot in these first 2 weeks of the season. So, you know, obviously by the time he comes in, he's a little rusty at that point. So I think this is just Counsell's way, again, trying to get him on track, maybe put him on more of a schedule, more of a routine, so that he knows when he's coming into games and so that he's working a little bit more frequently. So hopefully that works for Devin Williams. I mean, this team has to have Devin Williams be Devin Williams. I mean, I know it's going to be hard to repeat what he did last year when he was just untouchable, but they need Devin Williams to be a shutdown reliever in the back end of this bullpen. Again, especially with the way the bullpen has, you know, not really lived up to expectations to start the season. A lot of guys out there struggling. Again, I mean, I'm not going to put Tuesday's loss all on the bullpen because the offense was just horrific. But again, another blown opportunity late in the game with the bullpen. So need Devin Williams to get back on track, whatever it's going to take. Hopefully this does it for him and he could get some good outings under his belt and get him back in those high leverage situations where he's going to be needed this season. So next I'll recap Tuesday's game and give you some of my biggest takeaways. But before we do that, let me tell you about our friends at Built Bar. If you're looking for a fantastic tasting protein bar, then look no further. Built Bar has a ton of flavors, a wide variety of flavors at that. It's not just your chocolate chip, fudge, or cookies and cream, which are some of my favorites, but it's also the almond toffee, the mint, the peanut butter fudge, another great one that I love, the dark chocolate raspberry. There's a ton of really interesting, really cool flavors that you don't normally get in protein bars. Something that's going to give you a very unique taste and something that tastes good as well. They're not hard as a rock, which I love because I can't stand that with other protein bars. It has a very soft middle, so it's easy to chew it to get down. They're very good, very tasty, and they're great for you as well. Most of them only have about 5 net carbs. So whether you like them before a workout, after a workout, as a meal replacement in the morning, or whether it's just a snack for you like they are for me, you can eat them anytime. I can't tell you enough how good they are, especially for a protein bar. So go to BuiltBar.com today and try a bunch of different flavors to figure out which ones are your favorites. Go to BuiltBar.com and use our promo code LOCKEDON15 to get 15% off your next order. Go to BuiltBar.com today and use the promo code LOCKEDON15. We're covering everything you need to know about the Milwaukee Brewers, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news that you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast. All right, so I'll do a quick recap of Tuesday's game. Honestly, not a ton to talk about in this one with just a 3-2 game, only 9 combined hits in this game. Things got off to a really great start for the Brewers. I mean, Brandon Woodruff was mowing the Cubs hitters down through the first 3 innings. Luis Urias had a 2-run homer in the second inning to get the Brewers on the board, give them that lead. Things were looking great. Then Woodruff ran into a little bit of trouble in the first. Like, he was struggling with fighting his command a little bit there. He hit Wilson Contreras with a pitch up and in, which Contreras almost swung at and was also almost a foul ball. But he was awarded first base on the hit-by-pitch, and then Rizzo comes in, puts a good swing on the ball, and gets a single, puts runners at the corners with nobody out. But we're just able to get out of that inning, only allowing the one run. So you kind of felt like that was a win at that point. He ran into the trouble in the fifth inning as well, allowing a couple of singles, but he was able to work out of that jam without giving up anything, keeping the 2-1 lead for the Brewers. Overall, I didn't think Woodruff was nearly as sharp in this one as his last time out, but I mean, he was nearly no hit good his last time out, so it's kind of hard to duplicate that performance. But still, I mean, six innings, one earned on three hits and one walk with six strikeouts, 95 pitches. I mean, an excellent start for Brandon Woodruff, to be sure. And this increased the streak for Brewers starting pitchers. They've now gone seven straight starts, going five or more innings and allowing one run or less. So, I mean, starting pitching has been fantastic. But, unfortunately, the bullpen blew this one. Woodruff did lead the game with a 2-1 lead. Boxberger came in, shut things down in the seventh. But Brent Suter came on in the eighth and gave up a hit to start the inning. And then the Brewers' biggest nemesis right now, Wilson Contreras, it had to be him, hit the two-run homer. Got a hanger there from Suter and crushed it out to left field. It was a fastball that he got at 88 miles an hour, and he just absolutely crushed it. And let everybody know about it. I don't like the guy. I've never really liked the guy, but certainly Brewers fans not pleased at all with that. And unfortunately ended up being the deciding factor in this game. You know, the Brewers offense just never really got going. You were hoping with that Urias two-run homer and the fact that Alex Mills was thrown into this start. It was supposed to be Kyle Hendricks, but he was scratched with an illness. You know, you thought maybe the Brewers offense had a chance to kind of get going in this one, and that just never materialized, never happened. Although they did have a ton of base runners in this game. They walked four times, but they only had three hits. They never could get that big hit in this one. You know, that's what me and Vinny were talking about a lot on the last podcast, is, you know, these last couple of games, they've been able to come through and get that big hit. You know, they haven't been reliant on that home run, but that was all the Brewers got in this one. They got the two-run homer from Arias, and they weren't able to come up with that big hit. They weren't able to take advantage of the walks. They had two batters that were hit in this game, and they just weren't able to capitalize, weren't able to come through with the big hit, and that's the difference in this one. I mean, obviously, you can point to the fact that, you know, Kane left this game after one at-bat. Yelich isn't in there. Keston Hiro is back in the two-hole. You got Travis Shaw hitting third. Avisel Garcia had an off night. He was 0-for-4. You know, so certainly there's some troubles in the lineup there with guys out, specifically Wong and Yelich, and then Kane leaving this one early. But still, just really frustrating night offensively. Again, you would think with Mills getting thrust into the start, and when it was supposed to be Hendricks, you know, you were hoping that was going to be an opportunity for the Brewers to wrap up this series, have a good game offensively, but that just wasn't the case. They weren't able to get that big hit. And, you know, that's what, again, me and Benny have been talking about. They have to take advantage of these opportunities when they get those walks, get those hit batters, you know, move runners over, you know, be able to come up with that big hit. They had two runners on in the seventh and eighth inning, and again, just weren't able to get that clutch hit late in the game against the Cubs bullpen that pitched five scoreless innings. And I mean, those are some names there. I mean, Rex Brothers, Pedro Strop, you know, Andrew Chafin, Craig Kimbrell, and Kimbrell's been unbelievable to start this season for the Cubs. You know, really unfortunate for Brewers fans because Kimbrell had been really down, really struggling, but he looks back to being the old Kimbrell right now. He came on for an inning and a third save there. So, you know, unfortunately, they just weren't able to get it done when they had chances late in the game and weren't able to add on after the Urias home run early. So, again, just another frustrating loss. I thought this was a game with Woodruff on the mound, pitching well. I feel like this is the game that the Brewers should have been able to scratch across four or five runs in order to get the win, but just weren't able to get it done. So next, I'll give you some of my bigger takeaways from the game and preview game three of this series. Before we do that, let me tell you about betonline.ag. They are the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. And even though the football season might be over, the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball seasons are in full swing. But betonline.ag does more than that. They also cover awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head on over to betonline.ag on your phone or internet browser and sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Fantasy Baseball Addicts, you now have a new resource to help give you an advantage in your leagues, Locked On Fantasy Baseball. It's a daily fantasy baseball podcast hosted by veteran fantasy analyst Scott Cullen, who uses data and nearly two decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups that lead to league wins. Season-long fantasy, dynasty leagues, DFS, Locked On Fantasy Baseball covers it all. Subscribe to Locked On Fantasy Baseball wherever you get your podcasts. So just a couple of big takeaways for me in this game. The first one is that Urias had his best game of the season, even though, you know, obviously on Monday he had the big hit. That was a big moment for him, and we were wondering if maybe that kind of would kickstart things for him. He had the big two-run homer to give the Brewers the lead early in this one, and then he walked three times in this game. So, again, looks like he's seeing the ball a lot better. Hopefully that is a sign of things to come for him, and that he can get going here. That's just going to be huge for this lineup, especially with other guys out. So really encouraged by that for Urias. Hopefully that continues for him. Another great start for Woodruff. Him and Burns, again, just doing exactly what we were hoping they would do and pitching like Cy Young type pitchers. I know Woodruff had a bit of a rough start his first time out, but has really been dominant since then. Really loved what I saw from him. Again, I didn't think he was really that sharp in this one and was still able to go six innings, only allow three hits. So love to see that from pitchers. The favorite, you know, when I know a pitcher is really good, and I've known this about Brandon Woodruff for a long time, is that when you go out there and you know you don't have your best stuff and you're able to battle through it and still, you know, give a quality start, that to me is the sign of a really great pitcher. And I thought Woodruff did that today. Sure, he still had great stuff at time, but it wasn't nearly as sharp as it can be or has been in the past, and again still able to give you a great start. So I love that from Woodruff. That is another really great start for him. Something to keep an eye on going forward as we get, you know, further into the season. Is Craig Counsell going to have to let these starters go deeper into games? We thought one of the biggest strengths of this Brewers team was going to be in that bullpen, and I still believe that it will be. But, you know, Woodruff leads this game at 95 pitches. You know, could he have gone one more inning? Probably. I think so. You know, I know when he was pulled his last time out, you know, he said he was gassed. Maybe that was the case here. But you got to start wondering if maybe Counsell is going to start letting these guys throw 110 pitches, you know, more regularly, work into the 100-pitch count. I know that's not really his MO, hasn't really been what Counsell's done in the past, but, you know, with the way the bullpen is right now and not having guys clicking on all cylinders and the way the starting pitching is just dominating, you got to wonder if he's going to start letting that pitch count get into the hundreds more regularly and start trying to let these starters go deeper into games. And with that, you know, I talked about it with Vinny on the podcast, you know, on Monday. Are we going to see Hader start to work multiple innings again? I mean, I know it probably wouldn't have mattered in this one. I think Suter was, you know, was going to try to at least get, you know, two or three outs in that eighth inning, and maybe you could have brought Hader on for a four-out save. But, you know, again, with the struggles that the middle relief is having, Devin Williams is not clicking right now. You know, I wonder if it's time to let Hader start working multiple innings again and letting him work that eighth and ninth inning. I mean, obviously, hindsight being what it is, you know, you bring Hader in the eighth inning there, let him get a two-inning save, and the Brewers possibly win this game, especially with the way that Hader has been pitching. I don't know, and, you know, Vinny, you know, makes a great point when we talked about it yesterday. I don't think that's wise, because I think having Hader just pitch that one inning and knowing his role, you know, he's been unbelievable to start this season with the stuff that he has. So, you know, I think that keeps him fresh all season I know there's been worries about him being overworked in the past and that causing him to slow down a little bit at the end. So certainly want him fresh all year long, but you know, it's difficult knowing that you have a guy that can do that, that can come in and pitch multiple innings when you keep seeing bullpen give up late inning runs, late inning leads like this. So something to keep an eye on going forward. Again, I don't think it will change. It probably shouldn't change. You just got to get, these other bullpen arms going where they can be trusted again. But those were the biggest takeaways for me in this game. Again, just a disappointing loss, in my opinion. I thought this was, you know, just like the Burns against Wainwright game the other day. I thought that was a really great opportunity for the Brewers to win. I thought this was another big advantage opportunity here to win with Hendricks getting scratched and Woodruff, you know, pitching a great game. But unfortunately, the offense just wasn't able to get going. But the Brewers still got a great chance to win this series. They have Burns going in the finality on Wednesday afternoon, and he's going up against Jake Arrieta. Arrieta's been very good to start this season for the Cubs with a 2-0 record and 2.54 ERA, or 2.25 ERA rather, in 12 innings. So been a good start to the year for Arrieta, but obviously Burns has been one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. The Brewers are going to need him on Wednesday to wrap up this series and get the series a win. Obviously got the off day on Thursday, so I mean, Devin Williams, Josh Hader are probably going to pitch in this game regardless, I would think, in order to kind of keep them in rotation, keep them fresh. Again, I think there's a real issue here with rust, especially for Devin Williams. So I mean, give me six innings of Burns, give me, you know, an inning or two of Williams and Hader, and I think the Brewers got a great chance of winning this game on Wednesday and winning the series. But that will do it for this episode of Locked On Brewers. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. You can follow me on Twitter at Shortstop Ball. Make sure that you follow my guy Vinny Rotino on Twitter at Vinny Rotino. Be sure to send him well wishes, good luck, as he has his TV debut doing the pre and post game show on Wednesday. Make sure you check that out. Make sure that you tell him how great of a job he's going to do. I know he's going to kill it. So really excited for Vinny making his debut on TV this season. And also make sure that you subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast. And we'll talk to you next time.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.